Blair Almabol, welcome to today's press conference here at the Club at Santerra, host of today's charity golf tournament. Proceeds from today's event is benefiting the Valera Almabol Scholarship Programs. This year, the bowl is going to fund $1 million scholarship and awards to spread out among every high school and four-year university in San Antonio. For today's press conference, joining us today, we have our Valera Almabol President and CEO, Derek Fox. We have our Vice President of Wholesale Marketing and International Commercial Operations from Valero, Eric Fisher, Head Coach of Washington State, Mike Leach, our Iowa State, we have Matt Campbell, and this year's chair is Michael Kielbasa. Michael, if you could start with an opening statement.
Sure. Thank you for joining us today here at the Valero Almabol Golf Classic. I think I'm the only one dressed like we're going to play golf today up here. I don't think I've stopped smiling since Sunday when we announced number 13 Washington State and number 24 Iowa State will be playing in the 2018 Valero Almabol. A lot of my excitement for this matchup has been because these programs are led by two of the most respected coaches in college football. On behalf of the Valero Almabol, I'd like to welcome Coach Campbell and Coach Leach to San Antonio. Congratulations to both of you on your team's excellent season, and we appreciate you bringing your teams and excited fan bases to San Antonio. Our organization has been fortunate enough to have an amazing community of support since our inception. ESPN was our first sponsor in 1992, and then before our inaugural game in 1993, Valero confirmed their support. When the opportunity to move up in bowl pecking order presented itself 5 years ago, Valero provided us with the resources to lock down deals with the Big 12 and Pac 12 to make us the number one bowl game outside of the CFP. With us joining this morning is Valero Senior Vice President Eric Fisher. Please join me in applauding Eric and Valero for their partnership in helping us improve our selection rights so we can bring such outstanding teams to San Antonio.
Great. Thanks, Michael. That was really kind of you. And it's really our pleasure to be part of this bowl. I mean, we're so proud of the longstanding relationship that we've had with the Valero Almabol Bowl, and we just couldn't be more excited about this game and the matchup we've got. And so really looking forward to that. The other thing we really, I think, take great pride in is that with Valero and the Alamo Bowl together, it's the opportunities for higher education that we're supporting in this community. It's really a pillar of the things that we hold dear at Valero and support. And at the same time we do that, what a great economic boost do we get to give to the city through this partnership. And so City of San Antonio is a great part of this, and it's, as you guys will find, a great place to have your teams and fans enjoy. So on game day, you know, not only will the Alamo Bowl be, or Alamo Dome be filled with fans, but we also know millions are going to be watching on ESPN. And I think there's a lot, always an anticipation of some of the exciting things in the past that have happened in the Alamo Dome, and I think that's going to continue to happen this year. And the other thing that will be equally exciting is just the vibrancy that this city has to offer and that we get when all these great fans come in to San Antonio, and I think your fans are going to have a great time here. We're also thrilled at Valero with the new Big 12 and Pac 12 agreements, and that has allowed us to deliver five straight top 25 matchups. Really amazing when you think about it. Also allows us to pick teams with such great loyal fan bases as Washington State and Iowa State, and we're really thrilled to have your folks here this year. So with you guys having won, you know, seven of the last eight games, I think your fans are going to be excited to travel and get to San Antonio. Hopefully have some great weather for you. I was explaining to Coach Campbell that it's not always like this time of year. We can have some fabulous days, and game day usually turns out that way for us. We're all going to hope for that again this year. Lastly, on behalf just of the team at Valero, I want to thank everyone who contributes to the success each and every year of the Valero Alamo Bowl. Derek and his team obviously do a great job, but there's, you know, volunteers and city staff and all kinds of people that get involved to make it a great event. And really, we're just thrilled to be part of this must-see matchup. I think it's going to be a great day, and we look forward to game day. Thanks.
Eric?
Great. Well, thank you very much, Eric. We thank Valero for their support, because we can't overstate how valuable the support of Valero has been for the growth of our organization and how they impact our community in so many tremendous ways. So, again, we all thank Valero, and let's give them another round of applause for what they do for this community. Yeah, for our first 21 games, most of our matchups features at least one unranked team. Since improving our selection rights with the Big 12 and Pac-12 conferences 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, we've received at least one top 25 pick on each side. And basically now, the average team playing in the Valero Alamo Bowl is ranked 14. So think about it. The top 12 teams, more or less, are in the CFP, and we're averaging 14 in our matchup for the last 5 years. So tremendous accomplishments by these two great conferences, and obviously we've got some great coaches with us here today. We've also been known some a great run for some fantastic finishes, so no pressure, coaches. Since 2005, the Valero Alamo Bowl has had 10 games where the outcome was not decided until the final minutes. The common denominator in those highly competitive games, outstanding head coaches, and this year's matchup is no different. At first, I'd like to introduce Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. In Coach Campbell's third year leading the Cyclones, they finished the regular season with an 8-4 record and a school record 6 conference wins, earning him Big 12 Coach of the Year honors for the second time. Coach Campbell has led the Cyclones to the best 2-year run in school history. This season, his defense held opponents below their scoring average 10 times, and a win in San Antonio will tie the Cyclones' school record for wins in a season. Coach Campbell, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're thrilled to welcome you and the Cyclones to San Antonio, and I know your fans have been responding already, so I'll turn it over to you for some opening statements.
Yeah, first and foremost, we couldn't be more honored to represent Iowa State University, our athletic program, and to be honest, to be able to play in such a prestigious bowl game. I know that when these bowl announcements got made on Sunday, the excitement around our university, certainly our student athletes, were second to none. And so we're humbled and honored to be here and grateful to be able to represent Iowa State University. Quite honestly, to be able to play a program like Coach Leach has built at Washington State, the season that they've had, we certainly know the opportunity and the challenge ahead of us, but really look forward to the opportunity to be here.
Great. Thank you, Coach Campbell. And now let's talk to another Coach of the Year in Coach Leach. This is Coach Leach's 7th season as the head coach of the Cougars, and his 48 wins at Washington State are the third most in school history. Last season, he became the first Cougar head coach to ever lead WSU to 3 straight bowl games, and this year, the streak extends to 4. He led the Cougars to a 10-2 record in the regular season, tying the program high for wins in a season, meaning a bowl victory would set the Washington State record. And this week, Coach Leach was named the Pac-12 Coach of the Year, an award he also won in 2015, marking the Valero Alamo Bowl as the only bowl game with 2 Coach of the Year winners in their game. So again, congratulations to both these coaches of that. So Coach Leach, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're excited to welcome you back and have your Cougars here in the Valero Alamo Bowl for the first time since 1994. And because I know you're not big on opening statements, why don't you tell us what your being named Coach of the Year is like?
Well, I hadn't thought about it very much. I mean, I'm going to ask Matt what he thinks, and then I'll pretty much parrot that. But it's exciting. I mean, you got a tremendous. We have great coaches in the Pac-12, and to get that distinction, I mean, is an honor. In the end, it's a team honor. I mean, I think it says a lot about our team. All awards are team awards, and I guess that I don't feel like I earned Coach of the Year. I feel like our team, the Washington State Cougars, earned conference Coach of the Year. I think that's a team award. There's a lot of people involved. There's we got players throwing balls, catching balls, blocking, tackling, and creating turnovers. And so all awards are team awards, and that's a team award. And I'm very proud of our team to win that distinction.
Thank you, Coach Leach. Rick, should we turn over some questions?
If you're in the audience today, please raise your hand. We'll bring a microphone. If you're on the call, you can hit *1, and the operator will announce you. Any questions in the audience today? And we'll also do social media at hashtag Valero Alamo Bowl. We're going to go to the operator.
Your first question comes from Tommy Birch with the Des Moines Register.
Hey, Coach Leach, I was just wondering if I could get some of your thoughts on what Matt Campbell has accomplished at Iowa State, and then just talk a little bit about the defense that they produced this season.
Well, I think it's really impressive. I mean, I've played at Iowa State a number of times, and they played at our place, you know, before Coach Campbell was there. So, you know, I know it's an impressive and unique place, and I think his he does a great job on defense. You know, the biggest thing is you know, they just keep playing extremely hard. I mean, everybody, whether you're on offense or defense, you face a certain amount of adversity. One of the biggest strengths that I think that they have is they just keep playing no matter what and just relentlessly till the clock says 0-0. And I think that that's one of the highest compliments you can give, you know, any team or any side of the ball. But, I you know, they're certainly good on defense, very complete group, but also, you know, offense and as a team.
Coach Campbell, we had one come on social media that's relevant to that. I mean, you're battling the nation's best passing attack. So why don't you talk about the problems that presents for your defense?
Well, again, I think you go back to what Coach Leach has done really in terms of shaping and you know, really changing the game of football in a lot of ways in terms of passing attack. And you watch the success that they've had and been able to build a tremendous foundation. And again, I think it goes down to fundamentals and details. And like Coach said about playing hard, I think also what's critical in this sport is fundamentals, details, and having a really great foundation to what you're about. And you turn the videotape on and you see a really well-coached football team in every aspect of the game.
And we do have an offensive question for you, Coach Campbell. With you have a 1,000-yard rusher in Montgomery and a 1,000-yard in Butler. Can you talk about their game this year and how that balanced attacks helped you?
Yeah, you know, they're two young men that certainly have kind of guided a young freshman quarterback, you know, from the middle of the season on. And, you know, they're two guys that have unique leadership ability as well as talent. And so those two have played the best when we needed them the most to kind of usher in a really young quarterback in terms of giving our football team the best opportunity to have success.
Okay, if you're on the call, you can hit star one. Coach Leach, we had a question. Coach Campbell's got four young children. Do you have any parenting advice you can give them as a fellow coach?
Well, I got four older children, so you got to be a little bit like Coach Campbell's defense. You got to just keep persevering, you know, just keep signing up and showing up. I'll tell you this, though, it goes pretty fast. It goes pretty fast. They'll be out of the house before you know it. But now they're boys, girls, what do you got?
Two and two, Coach.
Two and two. See that? Consistency, very consistent. Okay, I'm 3-1, it's an impressive deal. The thing is, though, it is funny. it is funny that it goes quick, and then just as they're leaving, you don't want them to leave, and then when you get down to the tail end, you're saying, "Hey, we're gonna have this house to ourselves," you know, so. So that part's good, too.
I guess something similar from social media came in for Coach Campbell. What can you review the Swing Your Sword book that Coach Leach wrote?
Well, I did. You know, for me, I've got a lot of respect as a young coach looking at coaches that have sustained success and coaches that build programs. And, you know, I think sometime in our profession there's guys that are trying to be somebody or guys that are trying to do something. And, you know, from afar watching Coach Leach, how he's built his programs, and, you know, the way he's done it has been really impressive. And so, you know, I did have the opportunity to read his book. I've got so much respect for what Coach has done, not only at Washington State, but Texas Tech, and the way he's come up and built programs. So just a lot of respect, and certainly enjoyed reading the book.
Great. If you're on the call, star one. Otherwise, hashtag Valero Alamo Bowl. Coach Leach, this question is the 11th win. Is that a rallying point for your team since your school has never got to 11?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the biggest thing is we talk a lot about improving, you know, just getting a week better, and that's important to us. And then And then, of course, just like Matt said, I think virtually everybody in America needs a couple copies of the book Swing Your Sword. And and they make great Christmas gifts as we're coming into the holidays. I think we're thrilled to be at a bowl. We're thrilled to have a game. We're thrilled to have a challenge. And our team's done a good job just being fired up about having a game and playing it.
We have a question. Coach Campbell, we heard you often have a theme music for practice. Do you have something in mind for San Antonio?
Well, it's the holiday season. So, you know, I think Christmas music will certainly, you know, get us at least down here through Christmas. But after that, you know, we'll have to figure that out. But at least the holiday music this time of year is pretty good.
Awesome. All right. Any more questions in the building? Thank you guys so much. Oh, we have one in the back. Evan? Could you wait for the microphone, please, Evan?
Mike, obviously you're a man of history. I'm just wondering what your experiences like in San Antonio have been and what you know about the city and if something has sparked your interest, whether you've been to the Alamo, and just what has been your previous experience here?
I've always loved San Antonio because they got these old, gorgeous buildings. One of my favorite places is that hotel bar at the Munger, looking at the pictures and all the history going on there, everything from Teddy Roosevelt to Babe Ruth to ghosts. And then I think that, you know, some of how the city's, you know, I've heard just little bitty things on how the city's designed, how the river, you know, was developed and stuff like that. I'd like to know more about that, and I don't know as much about that as I'd like. I've read and studied some on the Alamo, and it's always been an omission. I've gone past the Alamo, thought constantly about, you know, well, I'm going to go to the Alamo. We'll then run out of time next time, then next time. Well, I have to make sure I go this time. And because I have read some and studied about the Alamo, which is, you know, captivating and pretty much a, when you get right down to it, because it only took a couple years of statehood, the settlement statehood of Texas, and it was almost a microcosm of our country, you know, and just dynamic from a standpoint, it took place in a short period of time. So I'm very interested in that. But then, yeah, just, you know, San Antonio kind of looks and feels right with the, you know, unique buildings, unique architecture, and just that whole setting. And a lot of places, you know, you go downtown, and it's a mess, and it's kind of an ugly gun and knife area. And San Antonio's got a gorgeous downtown. I mean, San Antonio is one of those places where you'd like to kind of live downtown, or at least I would.
Coach, I know in El Paso, H&H Car Wash is your spot, Coach Leach. Do you have a spot here in San Antonio that you try and go to when you come into town?
Now, there's a lot of places in San Antonio. I don't have one specific one, although Bohannon's was very good last night, and we got to, you know, meet the owner-founder of what an impressive place that is. And then that's one thing about San Antonio food-wise, you can't go wrong. I haven't seen it commingled with car wash food here in San Antonio, but I'm not saying that it's not, and I'll bet you somewhere that it is. Actually, well, in L.A., I had a great car wash food place I used to go to right by my house. So anyway, a car wash and food is a good combination, and if somebody is looking for a business in San Antonio, that'd probably be a good one.
Was there a final question? One final on social media. Actually, Coach Campbell, I'm not sure this one. Would you rather leave your house with a lunch that included a meal with onions or forget your watch?
Oh, well, I don't like onions, so forgetting my watch, I think, would be the way I go.
All right, thank you. If there's no more questions, I want to, Derek, if you could tell or close up our press conference, please.
Absolutely. Well, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, and Mike Kilbasa is our leader of our team this year, and literally he's been smiling since Sunday. So it wasn't just a scripted thing, but you can see he's been our leader all year long, and obviously Eric and Valero is truly our leader all year long. So we thank them for their support. The two teams and the fan bases have responded tremendously to the bid here in the Valero Alamo Bowl. So we look forward to having a lot of red, I guess, on the Riverwalk, shall we say, and some crimson. And both teams have been tremendous. The excitement level has been outstanding, so we're delighted with the matchup. And we're going to soon turn it over to you guys and play some football. But, again, thank you very much for your partnership with us. We look forward to a great game, and thank you for coming to San Antonio out of your times. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coaches, could we ask you to stand with your helmets for one final picture? Thank you.